Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, the last song. And I pray that after the music stops, that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you.
Hey, hello.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty, and Father, I worship you. I worship you, yes, Father, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner, and Father, I worship you. I worship you, Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you.
You have reached the voicemail box of 347-264-2430.
You're my provider, and Father, I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, you're my provider. Lord, you're my provider, and Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Father, I worship you. Oh, Jesus, I worship you. My provider, I worship you. Oh, Father, I worship you.
We could not complete your call. Please try again.
El Shalom, God of peace. God of peace, and Father, I worship you. I worship you.
Hey everyone, this is DJ Black Caesar, aka the Landlord of the South, guys. I guess we got it situated now, don't we? Sister Gidget has been running around trying to get this thing worked out, and now we're on the phone lines. I think we got it worked out. And we don't have an operator on the phone anymore, so everything looks like it's going to work out. But it's 9:19 right now, so guys, let's get started. What's up? What's up, Sister Gidget? Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you,
DJ? About time, huh? About time we got on here.
Well, Blog Talk had some issues, and they sorted it out because you know me. I wasn't going to stop until they fixed it. So.
Oh, yeah, we know you.
Are the show going to run a little late? I hope that we haven't lost our audience, and if we have, we can always do a repeat or whatever, but we going to kick it anyway.
Cool. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, let me call one more person up and see if I can get them on the line. Let's see. Okay, I'm calling one more person up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 662-419-2556 is not available. At the tone, please.
Okay. Just cancel that out. Let's get going, man. We're good now, I think. Let me
so
check.
So who else do you have online?
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Okay.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Let's see who that is.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press...
There we go. Okay.
You are all right. What happened to Top Cat?
Top Cat, are you there? Let me call him back. I think that was his phone that was doing that. Well, hey, guys, you guys can talk while I do this. Go ahead and talk, Mr. Gidget.
Well, I have to talk to you.
Oh, wow.
I just want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. I really apologize for the technical difficulties. I hope we have a listening audience out there tonight.
Oh, that's Top Cat calling him back.
I'll see if we can get him on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, hello?
Yo, what's up, brother? We lost
you. Hey, what? No, oh, you're on?
Yeah,
yes,
we're on right
on
now.
Okay, I had, I received a phone call, and then I heard some music. I never heard anything, and I hung up.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the music
starts before... and it gives me time to call up people, man. That's what the music comes from. But, yeah, man, you'll know the next time.
Yeah. No, that's cool. That's cool. Hang on.
I should have told you that. But I wasn't thinking. Well, I guess Sister Gidget is ready to get started. If you guys are ready, well, shoot away. I'm ready here.
Okay. Well, tonight we chose to pay honor to our engineer and our DJ and our newly found brother from another mother, DJ Black Caesar. a lot of people in our group Nation Building don't know you that well, and so there's been somewhat of a mystery of you know, who you are, what you do, and where you come from, and all of that. So we're going to put some of those wonders to bed, so to speak. And so
okay.
I want to start out by introducing one of your good friends. Are we going by our real names, or do I use your play name, the gentleman on the other line?
Use his stage name.
Okay, his stage name is Top Cat.
Everybody knows Top Cat.
His mesmerizing voice, and but I can say that he's a gentleman, and it's been a pleasure every time I've spoken to you, Top Cat, and thank you for your courtesy and just being the gentleman that you are. We're going to go ahead and get started because we're running late, but we're going to do it the way we do it anyway. As you know, like I said, DJ Black Caesar, we wanted to bring you out. We wanted to get to know you better because you do a lot of work in nation building. You're kind of behind the scenes, but yet up front. And a lot of people will probably get preconceived notions about you or wonder about you or judge a book by its cover or whatever, but tonight we're going to speak to the heart of the man behind the music, the magic, and the mystery. So that's what we want to do. But the first thing I want to ask you is, how did you get started in being an international DJ?
Well, I got started at SPM Radio. That's where I got my break. I was working for those guys over there. And it kind of went from there to kind of sprouted out, man, like a collard green. I wasn't looking for that. I was looking just to do my job. But it sprouted up, and something else came about, and then people started calling me up for mix CDs. People started calling me up to get singles done, you know, get album covers done. So I kind of like sprouted out and went into that business, and, you know, it just went from there, man. That's how basically I got started. So Jay Shields from SCM Radio, basically he kind of started me out. He showed me what to do, and, you know, he gave me some training, and I didn't take much because, you know, I already had done it before. But when he gave me that training, it kind of like put me back on track, and I've been going the right way ever since.
Okay, so tell me, how did you get the name DJ Black Caesar?
Okay, well, that's kind of funny. That actually came from my brothers. Both of my brothers, Sean and Corey, based their names are Grim Caesar and Coke. They kind of came up with that name, Black Caesar, DJ Black Caesar. Actually, it came up with Black Caesar. And the reason why they came up with Caesar, because Caesar was a king back in the days, in the Roman days. He was Caesar means king. And black on black, so, hey, you know, they kind of went together, Black Caesar, okay? And then we kind of went to DJ Black Caesar. I came up with that because, you know, I'm DJing, and I said I got to have a unique name. And then I came up with DJ Black Caesar. The way I came up with the landlord of the South is because I'm in the South, and I needed a name that would stand out where people would understand who I am and what I do. So I kind of came up with DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the landlord of the South, and I've been at it ever since, and it's been working for me.
Okay, so now we have Mr. Top Cat on the line. Mr. Top Cat, tell us how you met this distinguished gentleman here.
I'm not sure he wants me to tell you, but I'm going to tell the story anyway.
Hey, be nice, man. Be nice.
Hey, me dial in there.
I'm calling Mr. Rick Ross up.
But anyway, we're going to wait for the ring for a second here.
The call failed, so go ahead and talk, mister. I'm sorry about that, Top Cat.
No problem. Funny story, I was up in Memphis a couple of years ago when SNC were doing a magazine. I think it was an issue release party.
It was a release
right.
party.
Right. And I came up there, and I didn't know anyone. I knew VT and oh, geez, I can't think the kid's name, but I knew a couple of folks that were there. And at some point during the night, I'm having a good time, and there's this commotion going on, you know, and I'm looking, and we get outside. there's my future friend there. He was a little distraught. Someone or something had respected him. I'm up in there. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about it, but he was highly agitated at the time.
Oh, was he now?
Oh, he was quite upset. He was quite upset. Yeah. At a certain point, we were outside in front of the building. Someone came out with a digital camera, a videographer stepped out. The moment my man saw that camera, he come back into stage mode on him, you know. I mean, he was no longer mad, and they were. We were both playing to the camera, you know, and we just met right there in front of the camera and agreed to, you know, check on each other. You know, I mean, he was not from Memphis, and I wasn't from Memphis, but we agreed we were going to check on each other at a later date. A few months later, he did contact me. Wow, we've been doing this and creating contacts. Music, he interviewed me, you know, I mean, he opened up his network to me and mine, and just a lot, you know, I mean, he's like a brother in the industry to me, because I know for a fact that when he does shows and he meets people, he mentions, you know, I'm getting phone calls from all over the world. Tell me that, you know, they heard about me through Black Caesar. So, man, I'm a fan. I appreciate him, and he's a friend.
Aw, that is so. I'm not gonna say sweet. I guess that's too feminine for y'all.
That's so soft.
That's a touching story, brother Top Cat. So, yeah. DJ Black Caesar. I'm sorry. Tell me, what led you in this direction? I mean, as far as being a DJ, I mean, you know, working with music. I mean, was it something that you always loved? I mean, you know, were you a rapper back in the day? What inspired you to take this avenue as a career?
You know, that's funny. You asked me, was I a rapper back in the day? I've always been a jack of all trades, but I've never been a rapper. I don't rap at all. I know I have a voice, but my voice for rapping is like ridiculous. But that being another story, yeah. Basically, I like helping people. So basically, that's what I do. I help people out. You know, people that want help in the music business that don't really know how to get out there and get their music production. They don't know how to do the production. Then I can point you in the right direction. And mostly, Top Cat, I appreciate everything you said, man. That's good looking out. And thanks for not telling them what really went on. I appreciate that also. back to what I'm saying. I mean, it's good when you know what you're doing and you can help people out. And that's what I like to do. So, I do voiceovers and stuff like that. But I'm not a rapper. I had an interview in Germany in a magazine. And that's the first thing they asked me. It's like, you're not a rapper, are you? And I was like, nope, I'm not, and I'm not a DJ. And they were like, what do you mean you're not a DJ? And I was like, because you guys are asking me, am I a rapper and am I a DJ? Then I'm a human being, you know. I'm just me, man. I'm DJ Black Caesar. I know I got the DJ on it, but I'm really just Black Caesar. So I'm telling you guys, I'm Black Caesar, man. I'm Black Caesar, and I'm well known. If you don't know me, then we'll get you to know me before the end of this conversation. You guys will know me, and you'll love me the same way everybody else does, because I'm a good guy. You know, I do what I got to do, but, you know, I'm a good guy, and that's basically, I just like helping people out, you know. I like helping people to understand that this is not just a business where you go in and lie to everyone. You got to be honest. You got to keep a good name in this business. And Top Cat is one of those guys that has a great name in the business. Everybody knows him. So with that being said, Top Cat kind of like inspires me a lot too. He didn't know that, but this guy inspires me, man. He's a web designer, and he's a great web designer, great web developer, and some of his work, if you guys want to see it, just go onto my site. He built my site for me, and basically, you know, site, he charges $35,000 for his sites, but he didn't charge me that. He charged me a friend's rate, and I appreciate that also. But if you guys want a website and you want it done right, that's the man to talk to. It's Top Cat. Look, I know it's about me, but I'm on everybody. So if you guys don't mind, I'll be on Top Cat the rest of the night, and hopefully I'll be on one of you guys too.
Okay. Well, it's good, and it's refreshing to see not only a business but a personal relationship between brothers. I mean, it's always beautiful and inspiring to me. Okay,
right.
So you know, I know you promote music, and I've heard some of the music that you're promoting now, and you have such a wide range. I mean, I've heard everything from hip hop to gospel. Do you have a particular favorite?
I do like hip hop. I'm gonna go along with hip hop. I do like hip hop a lot. But I started out in hip hop, and I've been in hip hop forever. But I kind of like slacked away from a lot of the profanity and stuff in hip hop. I like it, but you know, it's to the point where the cursing and all that, you know, it just doesn't attract to me anymore. And I guess I'm getting older, and that's why it doesn't attract to me anymore. But you know, I mean, I still like it, but I just like a good clean song. You know, I like radio stuff, so I'm more into that now, even though I don't have any yet. I do have a few radio songs. I got a couple country singers. They do radio music. I got a rock band. They do radio music. So I do have some, but most of the stuff that I have has a little violence, a little swearing in it. But it's all a message. I mean, if you listen to it, there's a message for everyone. People, I know they're afraid of rap artists, but these rappers, they really have a story to tell if you would actually to them. I'm not thinking about Plies or anybody like that, but if you actually listen to some of these real rappers, like some of the ones that actually do it with no cursing, like my man Bill Cosby does, you know, like when his jokes, he doesn't curse in his jokes, and he still gets a message across, and some of the older people like him, and I think that's respect right there when you can do that, and you don't have to have any cursing in it, because Richard Pryor, everybody knows Richard Pryor from back in the days. He swore a lot. He cursed. That's basically how he made his living. That's how the guy became rich. But you don't have to be rich just using profanity and talking violent. You don't have to do that. You can actually be rich and be courteous. You know, you don't have to use all that language. I mean, it brings me to a point where it makes me say, man, my brothers are doing all that, man. They got to do all that, man. You know, I mean, my brothers do it. My two brothers right now. They do it, and my dad and mom, they always telling them, you guys need to do a little better and clean your music up. You don't have to curse and everything. You don't have to do like that. And I you know, at first I thought they were just being silly about it. I thought everything was silly they were saying. But now I look at it and I'm like, dude, you really don't have to do that, you know, because it's silly to do that. If you think about it, it's silly, you know. And basically that's where I'm at right now in my life, because I'm a changed man. I mean, I started out one way, and now I'm another way. And the reason why is because, you know, when you ask me that question, we'll go a little bit deeper. But, you know, it was a reason for the change, you know?
Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit.
Okay.
So, knowing that you listen to a wide variety of music and in different genres, who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist?
Yes.
My favorite artist right now would be Coke and Grim Caesar. And I'm being serious about that. That's no lie. I like these guys not because they're my brothers, but because they've been doing it for a long time. And they're vets. I consider these guys as vets. Both of my brothers, they do have messages in their delivery. I mean, they're very good, you know. These guys got great songs. They got, you're going to hear a couple of them. I got a couple of them that I got recorded. Actually, I'm on it with them. But these guys are like sophisticated rappers, man. I mean, it takes a lot to be a rapper. It takes a lot to be talent to tell a story. But, you know, these guys are on top of it, you know. And it's a message. And I'd like for everybody to get the message, man. I'd like for these guys to get out there and tell their stories where everybody else can catch on, because it's kind of stubborn just for certain people to know who they are and certain ones to hear their music. But I promote all over, man. I promote their songs all over. So I put them online. I put them on radio stations. I put in the time, man. I do it pretty good. So I'm just gonna say that and leave it alone.
Okay, so it's interesting that you brought up the issue about profanity, because, I mean, not to tell my age, but I grew up in the best era of music. I come out of the 60s into the 70s, and that's
okay.
What I consider became the best music ever produced ever in a decade, from the 70s to the 80s. And I remember when hip-hop, when I first became aware of hip-hop with the Sugar Hill Gang, telling my age again, but anyway, they were clean, and they made it, they made rapping, so to speak, attractive, and it's just amazing how it has evolved into what it has, you know, with the sexuality, with the profanity. So it seems as though our youth who are now trying to, you know, mimic some of our more famous rappers are, you know, they're kind of resulting to that same pattern of sexuality and profanity. And so, you being in the business, what can we do to make the non-profane language attractive again to our youth, and so that we can start hearing more of the positive and the clean rap in the future?
Wow, that's a good question right there. what you need to do is, what people need to do is, I would say, listen to what music they like, because everybody doesn't like gospel, everybody doesn't like rock and roll, everyone doesn't like hip-hop, everyone doesn't like profanity. So basically what they need to do, if you want to make it right, is pick out what you like, what gender you like, and go with that. You know, that's about all I can say, not to talk for everyone. Well, that is talking for everyone, because I think if you like a certain music, that's what you should listen to, and that's what you should live by. But you got a lot of stuff out there, like I'm not gonna call any names, but a lot of people they don't think like I do. I mean, they like the swearing, the profanity, they like that, and basically that's what they do. And like with comedians, like we're talking Richard Pryor and Bill Cosby. Some people can curse, and some don't have to curse to get their point across or to get rich. So that, what I would say is, you know, for each his own. I mean, it's like a different story. I'm not trying to preach to anyone. I'm not a preacher. So basically, I leave it like it is. I mean, pick out what you want and go what you want. You know, just do, you know. If everybody could do that, it'll be a better world.
Okay. So how do you feel about gangster rap, and do you think that it influences our children? I mean, when they talk about, you know, growing up in the hood and slanging cane and doing things, do you think that it influences our children to actually bring the music to life?
Wow. Well, you know, you got people that listen, look at movies and try to live like the people in the movies. you got people that listen to music and they try to listen, do the same thing the songs say, like in rock and roll songs. I know they try to blame a lot of the murders and stuff that go on with gangster rap, with rap, and with rock and roll. Nobody makes you do anything. God controls you. I mean, God is the one. God tells you, he gives you choices. You got to make your own choice. So if you want to murder this person or if you want to be cool with this person, that's your choice, you know. And that's how I am. I'm like that all the time, man. You got to make your own choices. I mean, if everyone can make their own choices, it would be a better place also. And to answer that question right there, I don't want to answer that because that's like a political question. And I don't want to do that because I got a lot of people out there that listen to me and they like what I do. And then a lot of people listen to me and they don't like what I do. So like I'm going to say right now, I'm going to tell you like I would tell them. Go with the flow. I mean, go with the flow. The flow, if the flow is going right, then go with that flow. If the flow is going wrong, don't go with the flow because you're not going anywhere with the flow that's not right or wrong. I mean, you're not going anywhere if the flow is wrong. So I would say just stay true to yourself and do what you want to do, you know. I'm not out here to tell people what music to listen to or if gangster rap is influencing their kids because, actually, you got to be honest with yourself. It's not to influence anyone. I mean, none of that is. I mean, if you're talking about going out being a criminal and shooting, blowing people's heads off and, you know, starting fires and parties and stuff, if you're doing that, then basically what are you doing? Are you being a terrorist or what? I mean, some people call that terrorism, like the sagging pants, you know, with the guys that wear the sagging pants. I don't agree with that, but that's me. Just because I don't agree with it, you know, and maybe somebody else doesn't agree with it, does not mean that somebody in the world doesn't agree with it because the thugs agree with it because that's why they're sagging their pants, you know. So I guess you know, that's an answer to the question that, you know, I want to stay away from. It's just because I don't like it don't mean that somebody else will like it. Or just because I might like something doesn't mean they'll like it. So I try to stay neutral.
Okay, and what about you, Top Cat? How do you feel about the influence that so-called gangster rap has on our youth today?
Let me touch it just a little bit. The first thing that I would want anybody to recognize is just because a person records music that has profanity on it does not mean that the music will get on the radio. See, there's the folks that choose what music is going to play, what music is commercially viable, that's who makes that decision. So I've done open mics and stuff, and I've never had a rule about profanity, except, and this is just what Caesar is saying, I have a personal bias. I don't like the N-word. Okay, so I would let them get up there and do their thing as long as they didn't say the N-word. Some people would prefer that they use no profanity. Each his own, and each is cool with their own. But the underlying thing is the industry is going to dictate what sells and what doesn't sell. Okay, and they don't sell the profanity on the radio. They bleep it out. Now, they can sell it on their CD, and the only ones who buy that CD are the ones who want to hear that type of music. I mean, Caesar's absolutely right, and there's nothing that we're going to do to change it. Okay, what we have to do in terms of what influences our kids is make sure that we do all the influencing at home and that nothing on the radio or TV or in a magazine somewhere can influence ours better than we can at home.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think as parents we have to be the greatest influence. So, yes, sir, and if we don't buy it, then they don't try it. That's the way I see it. Okay.
Absolutely.
I want to tap into another part of the industry because little known secret about myself, I used to be a nightclub singer. And
all right.
I started at 13.
Wow.
Because I was a very large girl for my age, and I could pass for an adult with a little lip gloss and put my hair down and things of that nature. And I've done shows with Johnny Taylor and Bobby Blue Bland and Coco Taylor, Denise LaSalle, kind of that blues genre, and at a very young, young age. And the one thing I wanted to talk about, reflecting back on some of our most, I just can't even say it, most dynamic stars. You know, I'm talking about Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston in particular. As you're out there promoting music, and if we have anyone in the audience today that's kind of leaning in that direction and thinking about making that a career and really trying to reach that goal, what would you advise them, DJ Black Caesar, as to how to stay away from getting caught up in the drug scene? Because we are losing our people. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, drug use and drug abuse get the attention of a lot of people when our big stars die. However, we have brothers and sisters dying from drugs every day. So
right.
I think that is an important issue in our own community. But when they get to that point of fame, so to speak, and you see the decline because of the drug use, what would you advise a young artist that you may see him 5 years from now being as big as Tupac or LL Cool J or whoever, or Aretha Franklin or Whitney Houston or Michael Jackson? What would you tell them to curtail that, to dodge that bullet? What would you say to a young man, a young woman in the going in that career path today?
Well, the first thing I would say is that's the job for your mom and dad. You know, if you got the proper home training, nobody can make you do anything that you don't want to do. If you are an entertainer like you were, you know, if you're an entertainer, you're out there, I know certain things will be brought to you, but if you're strong enough, if you got enough sense, then you know what's right and what's wrong. So I would tell them to always listen to your parents. I'm sure nobody's parents is out there telling them, hey, when you get famous, do drugs, smoke crack, and, you know, smoke marijuana. Nobody's telling them that. I mean, if your parents are good enough, if your parents are right, even if your parents smoke crack, they're not going to tell you to smoke crack, but they're gonna try to get you off of crack. So, you know, I mean, if you had crackhead parents, they're not going to preach to you to smoke crack to their kids, because those are your kids. And I know this because I used to sell stuff like that. I used to be a dope dealer, you know. I used to be into that life pretty heavenly. But, you know, I never did that. So I never even did drugs, man. I never done drugs. I might have smoked a marijuana stick, but I never did drugs, because marijuana is a herb. I'm just letting you know if you didn't know. It's a herb. It's not a drug. It's a drug when you start putting chemicals in it, when you start putting stuff in it to make it stronger than what it is. That's when it becomes a drug. So with all the pesticides and stuff, that's when it's a drug. But just getting off the subject, I'm getting back on the subject. As far as me controlling someone and telling them what not to do, then, yeah, I would tell them don't do drugs, don't do this, don't wind up like Jimi Hendrix smoking marijuana, smoke yourself to death. Don't do that, because this is what will happen. This is the result. Death is the result of drugs, and death is the result of doing something wrong that you shouldn't be doing, like Whitney Houston, you know. I wouldn't want to see anybody die like that. And for little kids, of course I wouldn't see them. I wouldn't want to see them die. So the first thing I would tell them is go to church. What they teach you in church, that's what you need to follow, guys. Whatever they're teaching you in church, because I know nobody in church is telling you to do drugs. I know they're not telling you to smoke cigarettes. I know they're not telling you to take a drink. I know they're not doing that. So if they're not doing that and they're telling you right, that's exactly what I would do, you know. And that's about all I can say on that. What do you think, Top Cat? What's your answer on that?
It's a funny thing, Caesar, you know. I work with a lot of the young people who are trying to get there, okay? The ones that are fighting and doing everything in their power express their talent, learn this business, they are not the ones who are on drugs. They don't have the money. They don't have the time. People can't imagine how much effort and commitment it takes just to be a rapper, you know, the studio time, the learning the software, trying to promote yourself, trying to raise funds to get your stuff packaged and copyrighted. There's so much to these. Actually, that's why I'm in this, because there is talent and there's education that these kids are learning on their own that surpasses what they're getting in school, because they really have to be almost scientists to do this business. But now what happens, what can happen, is there are temptations that come before them once they make it. Okay? But we should never allow that 1% that make it to lay a bad shadow on the 99% who are fighting to get there. Okay? And yeah, those that make it, I mean, they're no different than any other American or European citizens. They make it, they get millions, they get a lot of money. There are all kind of temptations out there for anyone who has a lot of money. This isn't just specific to the music industry. For anyone, football players, movie stars, you see the same thing in all of these circles where they have the money. And geez, what can we do to tell a kid who's 14 years old and wants to rap, who's light years away from being a success? I don't think that we should preach to them about, hey, make sure that when you become famous, you don't do this or you don't do that, because, you know, you're talking about something that's like 1 in 10,000 who might actually make it. So my thing, Caesar, to make a long story short, is I don't go at them with the horror stories. I try to support them for educating themselves to do what they do. I try to support them to keep on doing what they do, because they're developing business sense, they're developing technology, a whole lot that they're learning, getting at home at school. That's where we support them. I'm sorry for that. But, you know, that's something that's very close to my heart.
Right. Me too, man. I agree with you. Sister Gidget, you're asking the questions. Let me ask you, what do you think about that? I mean, what's your comment on that?
Okay. I wasn't prepared to answer a question.
I know that.
I'll tell you this, is that sometimes I know that it slips up on you. Sometimes people will offer you things to provide a crutch for you when times get hard. And the only thing that I would suggest is, as a parent, is that if you have a child that is gifted and talented and who is pursuing a career in this field, that it's not necessarily sharing the horror story, but preparing them for things that may come their way, and also giving them the coping skills to be able to refrain from the negative behavior. Always validating them, letting them know that they're talented and that they're great, and that, yes, there are going to be peaks and valleys, but it is their unique gift that got them to wherever they are, and that's what's going to see them over. That's what's going to get them over, so they don't need anything added to them. That's what the advice that I would give, and I would always tell people, if you know a person is not good to you and not good for you, then you need to omit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bobby Caesar.
I was calling Lisa Jetta. Lisa Jetta, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, check it out, man. This is what we're doing. We're in an interview with me right now. Gaz, this is Lisa Jett. She's over the Frontrunners tour. So I know you guys have heard about it. I know Top Cat has actually, because we're promoting it on our website. Gidget, if you got anything you want to ask Lisa Jett, she can answer that too, I hope. So, you know, I'm just letting you know that Lisa Jett is on the phone, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Hey, what's
okay.
up, Lisa?
I'm going to get Lisa, I hope you can stand by and to hang with us a few minutes. I wanted to get into one more section of the interview with DJ Black Caesar, and then we're going to move on to what he's doing next.
Okay, that's fine.
Ma'am?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. DJ Black Caesar, I want to get in your business.
Okay.
I want to be nosy. I want to find out about
all
you.
Right.
So, you are a father.
You have reached mailbox number 84392684333. Please leave your message after the tone.
Whose number is that?
I don't know.
That's Marilyn, right?
I don't know. I didn't hear it at all.
I just shut it down. Okay, we're cool.
Okay. I know that you're a father. I know you are the proud father of a daughter who recently graduated.
I have two daughters.
Okay. Well, I know you had one that just recently graduated. Was it from high school?
Yes, ma'am. My daughter graduated from high school, finally, and it's been wonderful, man. She graduated from high school and got a job in the same week.
Congratulations to her. And you have another daughter.
Yes, ma'am. I have a daughter that lives in Madison, Wisconsin. She's 10 years old. Her name is Imani Lewis, and she's a sight for sore ass, man. She's a great girl also. She's doing what she has to do. Right now, they're in the process of moving to Indiana to start a life up there. And I'm going to get her and about – when I get off this tour, I'm going to get my daughter and bring her back down here to the south where I'm at so she can get some of this good home cooking.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Your recording time is about to expire. Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
Wow, I don't know what that was.
Okay, so you're single.
Yes, ma'am.
To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3. To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3. To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
Is somebody you try
Please
to
enter
call.
A command or this call will be ended. To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
Somebody I called?
Yeah. Okay.
That might be Lisa's phone. I called it on my phone first by accident, so that might be Lisa's phone.
Okay. So now we're going to talk about the fact that you're single. You're single.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever been married?
Yes, ma'am, I have. I was married for a while also, but I couldn't get my wife to stop drinking, and I shouldn't put that out there, but nobody knows who she is, but I couldn't get her to stop drinking, and I gave her a choice. I was like, it's either the booze or me. Which one is it? And she made her decision. And basically, we're not together, so that's how that went. Hello?
Oh, I'm here, Caesar. That's rough.
I think her phone hung up, man. Let me call her back. I think I saw it hanging up. Why I did that, but let me call her back if you guys can hold on for a second.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Yeah, sometimes these calls drop. I don't know why, but sometimes they do drop. All right, hold on a second, guys. Okay, failed to answer. Let's see what the heck is going on. Let's see. Let's see at the oh, wow, I'm not down the right number. Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm down on the wrong number. Put a wrong number in there.
I'm back.
Sister Gidget, I'm sorry. I dialed the wrong number. I put a wrong number in your number. I'm sorry about that. We've been trying to get you for a minute. You're back on the line now. You were asking me a question. Do you know what that question was?
Yes, I did. You tell me about your drinking wife.
Yeah, she was, I guess she was an alcoholic. I can say that because she basically was. She was a hairdresser also. She owned like 4 beauty salons. But when she gets off work, I mean, she used to come home and we would sit around the house for about maybe 30 minutes to an hour, and then it was time to go out and eat dinner, and I was like, wow, you know, I like to cook. I'm a chef. I like to cook, and I like to cook in the house. I like to cook for myself. I can eat out, but I don't want to eat out every day. And she liked to eat out every day, I mean, because she had money like that, so we could eat out every day. But when we eat out, she would order that drink, you know. She had to have that Long Island tea. And it didn't stop at 1 or 2 or 3, but it stopped at 4. And by the time she got to the fourth one, you would already be kind of really tipsy, you know, because, you know, if anybody knows anything about Long Island tea, you know, there's a lot of different alcohols in a Long Island tea. And I didn't learn that until, you know, getting married to her. I learned all the liquors because she taught me how to make hers, you know. So I was a bartender also. So she made me a bartender in the house, and basically I didn't like it. You know, I didn't like the way that she would act once she got drunk, you know, so we kind of untapped that knot that we had. So, you know, it was a good thing. She was a great girl. She was beautiful, but it just didn't work out.
Okay, so are you looking to get married again?
Sure. The Bible says every man and woman needs married. You need to always find a wife to cleave to, because your parents, once you leave your parents, you got to find a wife. So, yeah, I think I would love to find a wife, man, but I got so much going on with the music business that it's just kind of hard to find someone that would fit in with this, you know, because you might not know it, but it's a dark side to this also, and the dark side is you got to enter that room by yourself at night, because, you know, who wants to enter with you when you're always on the computer, when you're always on the phone, when you're 24 hours got something going on, like you always got something going on, always traveling, you're always somewhere you shouldn't, I'm not going to say you shouldn't be, because I'm always somewhere I should be, but I mean, for, like you were talking about drugs earlier, people do drugs in this business, you got a lot going on, a lot of alcoholism in this business, so you kind of like get tied down to unnecessary things. And you get twisted up, and you fall off. And basically, I don't have time because, you know, it takes a strong woman to be with a strong guy. And I can tell you right now, I'm a strong guy. But until I find that strong woman, then I guess I'll be alone, folks. So it's been like that now for, I've been divorced for 7 years now, and it's, you know, like that ever since. Of course it's been like that ever since, but I, don't get me wrong. I mean, I do look, but I have had girlfriends, but they don't last long. They last for about a year, and that's it, you know. No.
Oh, we're going to get you hooked up. We're going to get you hooked up. You know me. I'm the marriage counselor. I'm the matchmaker. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get it done. I promise.
I know you
okay.
will. I know you'll try.
Okay, so we're going to talk to Lisa in a minute, but I want you to share with us, Brother Caesar. I call him Brother Caesar. I'm sorry. DJ Black Caesar. I want you to share with us about your illnesses, because we learned not too long ago that you've had a series of medical incidents, and tell us about those.
First of all, let me ask you, is Vianna still on the phone?
I did not know she was on.
Yeah, she was on the phone. I think she's still on the phone. I'm looking at her number right now. Vianna, are you there? Your phone is probably on mute, Vianna. Okay. I'm looking at her number, but I guess she's not there. Okay, I'm going to call her back real quick and try to answer that question at the same time. Yes, I was a little ill. I got under the weather. Well, I didn't get under the weather, rather. I had some strokes. Stressed out, too much I'm doing, and the doctor said I need to slow down, and I tried to do that, but when you try to do that, it's hard, because in this business right here, the life never stops. Everything still goes, so basically, I was at a point where it was like, I was, you know, like, my dream on top, and I was continuing to do what I doing, you know.
You have reached the voicemail box of 347-264-2430.
Okay. Yeah, like I was saying, I was getting close to, you know, close to that, and it just kind of twisted me up, man, because I guess I couldn't get out of this stress situation that I was in. Like, I mean, you might not understand what I'm saying. It got to the point where people were asking me, like the artists were coming to me, asking me all kind of questions constantly. I was listening to the music, trying to decide if the music was right, trying to decide on if everything was ciphered right. And it got to a point just too much for me, man. I got overwhelmed. So the doctor said that there's a passage in my forehead that wasn't getting enough air, and that's what was causing the strokes, because I wasn't getting enough air to my brain, so it was causing me to have strokes in the brain. And basically, I had six of those, and I died like a couple of times, but I'm still here now, thanks to God, and I pray every day, man. I always give my life and thanks to God, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here right now talking to you guys on the phone. But with that being said, I praise God. I praise him every day. I praise him all during the day, and he's a savior. He's the savior of my life. You know, if he hasn't saved anyone else's life, I can actually verify that he saved my life several times. And believe me, it's not fun being in a hospital for 6 months.
Wow. So you said that you died a couple of times. Now, you're about the third person that I know that have had that experience. Do you recall what that was like?
Dude, all I can tell you is when I died the first time, not the second time, brother, I only can remember the second time. I can't remember the first, but when I died the second time, I was looking down at my mom on top of my chest. She was pumping, pushing my chest, breathing in my mouth. I could see her on my body. I was floating, hovering above her, looking down at her. My dad was sitting on the couch crying, you know, and it was a shock to me, because I'm looking at these people. I know what's going on. I see my body right there. But I'm like, wow, I guess I'm not breathing. I'm dead, man, you know. That went through my head as a spirit or whatever I was. But, you know, I haven't been able to answer that yet, man. I don't know what was going on. But for somehow I could tell you right now, the people that tell you that they saw a bright light, that the bright light was, they were walking towards a tunnel, dude, that's true because I've seen all that. I saw a bright light, and light was like, it was tripped out, man. That's all I can say. It was tripped out. And for me, it was like, wow, I see this light. What's going on, man? What the heck is going on? But I couldn't figure it out, man. But I guess with that being said, you know, later on in time that it straightened out. Everything came to me. That's when reality set in. It set in that, yes, there is a God. Yes, you did come because you were gone for several minutes. You are here, and you have some brain damage, you know. So it's just been like a wonder that my mind and my brain is even working right because I had so many strokes that I gave up myself for a minute. When I was sitting in the hospital and you can't get up out of the bed to go to the restroom by yourself, and the nurses are telling me not to get out of the bed, but I had to get up myself because I'm a dude, man. I'm a man, so I wanted to do it on my own. I was falling on the floor, you know, hitting my body to the floor real hard with the trauma, man. But I still tried to go to the restroom. But
you have reached,
like,
the maximum time permitted to record. To send,
like,
your message, press 1
listen,
at any time.
When you go to
restroom, listen to your message, press 2.
I felt like, you
to
know,
re-record,
I,
press 3.
I go to restroom.
For more,
I mean,
options,
even when I'm sick,
press
4. Strong.
To cancel,
so I
press
got a Superman tattooed on my right arm, and I honor that because I do think I'm pretty strong. And
to
I
send
do
your
think
message, press 1
so,
at any time.
Basically,
to listen to your message, press 2.
He was there to help
to re-record,
me out, man.
Press
I was there
3.
To help myself out,
for more options,
there,
press 4. To cancel, press star.
Okay. I mean, wow. That's
to send your message, press 1 at any time.
Yeah. Yeah.
To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Okay. Maybe we should...
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't try calling anybody. It's very disruptive. Okay. So, Lisa, are you still with us? Lisa?
I think that was her phone that just dropped. That was her phone just dropped. Hold on for a second. Let me hit her back up and see. Yeah, that was her phone that dropped. Is Top Cat still there?
Yeah, I'm here. See, me and Tippy listening to the show.
Oh, okay, cool. Tell your girl I said, hey, man.
It seems to say, hey, baby.
I hear her in the back.
Yeah.
You say hello.
Okay, let me put y'all on speaker.
Okay, yeah, well...
Okay. Let's see. One.
See them. Okay. All right. We don't speak.
Caesar, maybe we could just ask them over the show to ask them to call in. Do you have any callers in queue?
Yes, I do. Quite a few.
Well, you probably want to take a question.
Oh, you know what? Call Lisa again.
I'm right here.
Hey, Lisa. She was asking you. I think she had a question for you.
Okay,
Lisa. I want you to stand by for a second. Caesar, you want to take a question?
I don't have any questions right now at the moment. I had one, but the phone line dropped, and I tried to call them back, and the phone line, they didn't pick up, so.
Okay. So, Lisa, tell us about this tour that's coming up that DJ Black Caesar is on.
Well, basically, it's the Front Runners Tour. It's called the Front Runners Tour 2012. It was a vision of mine to be working, because I deal with independent artists. I manage them, promote them, and get them out there to be heard and be seen. But it was a vision that I had, and actually it was being able to take the independent artists and be able to put them in with, you know, other mainstream artists to be able to work. Basically, it's just taking independent artists from all over in different cities and getting them heard in different states. Basically, right now we have 10 cities. We were actually supposed to start off in May, but we pushed it back to June 14th and the 15th. We'll be in Atlanta. That's where we're going to have our launch party at, as well as having our first show in Atlanta. We have exactly 10 cities, 18 shows. So it gives everybody an opportunity to be able to perform, be able to be different venues, be able to market where they're at in these different cities. We go all the way from Atlanta, Shreveport, Houston, Dallas, California, Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, New York, Philadelphia, and, of course, we're bringing it back home to Ohio, which is in Cleveland. So it's just basically working with these independent artists, other different cultures, you know, from pop, hip-hop, rap. I even have some gospel on here. It's a little bit of a mixture. I have people coming in from, you know, from the mainstream artists through Bryce Harris, which is T.I.'s little brother. I've come to Mr. Capadonna, So For Real. I've been dealing with Busta Rhymes right now and his people up there because basically he packs out. I have Obi Trice. I've been dealing with his label as well. He's actually going to bring Eminem on a couple of the shows. He's been talking with him. I have his first artist that he had just signed, which is June Gotti. June Gotti has been phenomenal, known in the area of Detroit. Of course, Obi Trice is a, you know, multi-platinum album artist himself. So he's been with Shady for over 10 years, and actually I'm grateful that they're behind me, backing me up, and of course that has Universal behind it, you know. So it's actually a good opportunity. I have Troy Douglas, which is out of the New Hampshire area, the Chief, you know, DJ Siza, Juvie, you know. So it's an opportunity to have featured artists, mainstream artists, as well as the independent artists to be able to be heard and be able, hopefully, that they can, you know, get locked in with the mainstream, and hopefully one of the mainstreams will actually pull them in and take them on tour, bring them in underneath their wing and help them and guide them and show them the way, you know, it's supposed to be done the right way. So it's an opportunity, you know, of a lifetime.
Okay, so tell us something that we may not know about DJ Black Caesar that you may know.
Wow, huh? Really?
Wow.
Actually, DJ, you know, I really don't know. You guys probably know him a lot better than I do. I know that him and I do talk quite a bit. He was also on my talk, you know, on my radio, you know, show for his birthday last year, and you know, I met him through Jacob Tunes as well as, oh God, he's gonna kick my butt. I can't even think of it now. Oh, he's out of New York too. He's gonna kick my butt. But actually, I mean, Caesar is a very humble man. I enjoy talking to him. I enjoy working with him. I'm glad to be a part of this team. You know, he's definitely got my back, and you know, he's just a great artist. I didn't even know he was married at one point. I know he was married, but I didn't realize that all this he had to go through. I was like, wow. So there, yeah, I guess I learned something new about him tonight. So.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just a very humble and, you know, peaceful man, you know. I have nothing but good things to say about, you know, DJ Black Caesar. I mean, he's a phenomenal artist as well as a phenomenal man. So I'm blessed to be friends with him and be able to work with him and, you know, have him part of the tour, something that I believe in. So I'm blessed.
Okay.
I thank you for that, Lisa. I really do. I thank you for that. Hey, guys, look, can we get into one of my songs right now? This is a song by me, my brothers. I'm actually doing a hook on this song. It's called I Be Everywhere the Money Be. It's a great song. I don't know if Top Cat's heard this song, but Top Cat's promoting one of my songs on the web on his website, and we also got one on my website. But this song right here is over 100,000 plays already. It's doing pretty good. So I'm going to play this song right now, I Be Everywhere the Money Be, by Grim Caesar, Coke, and myself, DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a.
I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. I always stand my ground, you can say I got debit. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine.
Money on my mind all the time, yeah, I'm getting it. Throwed in the game, purple lemonade, I'm sipping it. Candy dripping off the Chevy kind, look like cinnamon. You can floss like me if you were getting Benjamin. Ladies, man, cause the girls know I'm a Caesar. I don't need a MasterCard, no, I need a Visa. I keep me a wad of paper just like a notebook. I'm a chef in the kitchen, apron on, I love cooking. Click through my words, man, flyer than them birds, man. Fresh to death, yes, I eat cleaner than just detergent. Birds in the shed. Wood grain gripping wood, Sean got them birdies flying like eagles, call me Tiger Woods, off the chain, boy, with my gun game, taught myself how to shoot, never had time to aim, smoking on that Mary Jane, starting to stack a little change, now my friends acting strange, they say I am not the same.
Like a slot machine.
Money on my mind.
Ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur. I be everywhere the money. I always stand my ground. You can say I got heavy. I get cash money. You get coins like a slot machine.
My swag's so grown. Your girl all in my home. Pants down in the zone. Her mouth all on my dome. Man, she licked me long time. Licked me long time. She say I'm fresh like Obsession cologne. This is 662. I escaped from the zoo. You can't do what I do. You are so brand new. I don't run with a crew. I just hang with some fools. So arrogant, oops. Trips and you get sprayed with the tool. I just do what it do. Pack for pack with the oops. Stack to stack, you will lose. Double back what I move. Man, we make murder music. Don't try to dance to this. Beats is dangerous. Lyrics is hazardous. It's Coke, Corey, slash Jesus of Nazareth. Receiving with carelessness, y'all ain't even prepared for this. Jim Vega paper, I'm that cocaine flaker. Mine's more flakier, the dun-dun flower, kick it up.
Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I be everywhere the money. I always stand my ground, you can say I got heavy. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind. Ass. Smoke a pound of fur. Smoke a pound of fur. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind. Ass. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind.
Okay, that was Money on My Mind by Grim Caesar, Coke, and myself. How'd you like the song, guys? Hello?
Yes, sir, we here?
How'd you like the song?
That's what you was asking. Okay. Well, you know, like you say, everybody likes their own thing.
Right.
I'm R&B, but I support all music. But it was cool. I could dance to it.
That's all we want, to shake that money in your pockets.
Okay. So,
hey, let me ask you a question real quick. I got a caller. I got somebody that's asking a question. 305, go ahead and speak, please. 305. Lala, are you there? Hold on for a second. I think somebody just called back. I got two questions. 318, go ahead and speak, please.
Yeah, that's me. See, this Top Cat, I got cut off.
Okay, okay.
I'm back on.
Okay, 305, speak now. Okay, they don't want to speak. Lala, are you there? I think her phone is messed up.
On mute. My bad, baby. I had it on mute. I'm so sorry, but I was hearing you the whole time.
Oh, okay, okay. What's up? Talk to us. Hey, how you doing?
Hello. How are you guys doing? I've been hearing a lot of good things since I've been listening on this little conference call. Everything's going good?
I appreciate it. Everything's going good. Did you hear about the tour?
Yeah, I remember you speaking to me about it a while back, and I was just waiting for you to confirm. So I was hearing a little bit about what you were talking about. So, yeah, everything's going good. How is that?
Everything is going great. Actually, we got Lisa on the phone right now. She was talking about the tour a little while ago. That's why I was asking, did you hear her talking about the tour? But
yeah,
if you
I heard.
Didn't, oh, okay,
I heard
okay.
Like a little piece of it.
Okay, okay. Well, tell them who you are. This girl right here that's on the phone right now, this is a model, a professional model, Lala, and she also does the same thing I do. She has a show that she does, and she helps out artists also. Lala, you can tell them a little bit about yourself if you don't mind.
Okay, hello. My name is Lala Martini. I am 24 years old. I'm from Nampa, Idaho, born and raised. I just moved to Miami about 8.5 months ago. I've been pretty much like on my own little tour. I've been making my own money to get myself out there and get myself, you know, the buzz going for myself. I am, you know, I've done artist management for a lot of artists all over the U.S., as well as I do promotions and marketing and networking. I've also been in a few Telemundo studio or Telemundo Hispanic novelas. I've done a lot of things on that, you know, guest starring on little, like, appearances. Series. I've done a music video with Colt from 75 Records. I am actually really, really good friends with his manager, which is like pretty much my best friend of all time in Miami. And right now, actually, if you guys hear a lot of like background noise, I want to let you guys know that I'm actually here working with my partners that I'm doing some business with in the near future. I have my boy Marcel. If you go look at my Facebook pictures, I have some pictures of haircut. The side of my head was shaved like about a week and a half ago, but it was like part pretty much. You know, I have him here right now. If you hear the buzz, it's because he's doing it right now because I have a runway fashion show tomorrow evening with Quincy Jones. I also have my two girls here that I'm starting. You know, I'm going to promote and I'm going to start and see where this can go. I think, you know, it's a wonderful idea. They have a lot of, you know, great ideas. They just, you know, I'm helping them network and try to get this business out there. I'm not going to explain what the business is quite yet because, it's not quite official, but we got to get all this on writing and everything. But just know that I have a couple people that are about to do some big things. So, you know, I'm just, and my main goal right now for myself, not talking about anybody else, my main goal is I have 3 children, so everything I do is for my children. And my main goal is I'm working on a record label and a modeling agency strictly for children. I might have 2 or 3, you know, grown adults that, you know, are in the agency, but other than that, it's strictly children. Because I want to hit the attitudes. I want to hit the hoods. I want to hit, like, all the different places that kids don't have the tools to get to where they need to get to. So, I don't know. That's pretty much me, you know. Lala, 24.
That's great, Lala. I appreciate that. Hey, Gidget, I'm not gonna take up your show, Gidget, but Lala is a beautiful young lady, man. This girl has got it going on. Hey, Top Cat, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to her.
Hey, dude. I don't know why I haven't told you about Lala, but that's somebody you need to talk to also for your website. Get Lala on your website. I'm going to give her your number once we got the phone. I'm going to call her up. And get, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it to her on Facebook so she can call
okay.
You. Sorry, we're
here. Yeah, tell her that while she was talking, I went to Facebook and I found her on Facebook.
Hey, yeah, she's beautiful, right? Beautiful girl,
yeah,
right?
Beautiful. She's beautiful.
Thank you, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, everything I do, like I said, I would not be away from my babies if I didn't think I was going to make it to the top. And, you know, like I said, you always remember to let people know that you never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that you know how to make chicks fight.
Yeah, you're right about that. Hey, that's a, that, you don't tell that secret to everybody, man. That's a secret we got to keep quiet.
No, that's what I'm telling you guys. So,
yeah.
I know where you guys live. So
this to about 1,000 people, man, listening in.
I know. You know, but they can use it, and that's what I want them to do. Hold on to that and run with it.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
that's cool.
Make it a part of your life, because I want, if I'm gonna eat, I want everybody to eat.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. That's being humble right there. I appreciate that. Gidget, your show, baby. Are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm just waiting. You know, I don't like to talk when everybody else is talking.
Let me know when it's all right when I play another song, all right?
I have to use the facilities. I'm so sorry. I know, but this is on air with a bunch of people. I love you, Sifa. You're amazing. But I'm going to call back in about, 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, Gidget. I mean, La-La.
All right, bye-bye, babe.
Woo! All right. Okay. Well, we want to get some more information, especially on her children's clothing line. So I know, Caesar, you will be providing us with that information. And, Caesar, how much time we have, dear?
We have 38 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, before you play another song, I want to get off into another entity of you. I don't get off the topic. The topic is introducing DJ Caesar. So, I know that you've been through some things. I know your life in itself has been a journey. I want to speak to you about your spirituality, because I know you're a spiritual brother, and so I want you to kind of share, what you believe in and what keeps you grounded.
Okay. Well, basically, if you want to know that, then I can tell you right now, I'm not ashamed to say that I am a Christian. I've been a Christian forever, man. But as far as being a saved Christian, I recently just got saved. I've been saved now for about a little over a year, and it's been wonderful ever since. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ came here and died on the cross to save everybody else's life, to save the rest of the lives of the world. And I believe that he takes all the sins and he washes us clean. I don't think there's a sin greater than another sin. So with that being said, I think Jesus Christ is the greatest man that ever walked the earth. And not just that, he's my savior, and his blood is shared to it's spared to share with everyone else in the world that has misfit or has troubles or has something dangerous going on in their lives. Jesus Christ is the key. He's the answer, man. So I'm a very spiritual guy. I can't quote everything in the Bible, but I can tell you what I know in the Bible. And what I know is I know God is real. I know Jesus is real. I know they're the one person. I know Allah's real. I know all about that. So I know the true name of God. Jehovah is there. He's there for us. He's there for everyone. I can tell you right now, it doesn't matter about a name. I mean, because you can have a name. You can have like a name that means the same thing, like Jesse. You can have a name like Jesse that means Maria. But if you got a name like Jesus, none greater than that. So if you got that name, then you know what you're doing. You're on top of your grind. So I'm just saying, if you're not close to Jesus, you're not close to me, because that's the way I roll. If you're not a spiritual person, then I can't get down with you, because you're a dangerous guy if you don't believe in God. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there listening in probably don't believe in God, but I'm going to tell you right now, you need to get God in your life, because if you got something going wrong, I can tell you why it's going wrong, because you don't believe in Jesus.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I understand it.
Okay, so Stephen, you have some new artists that's up and coming, and tell us about some of your new artists that you have coming out.
Well, I got a guy named G Swiss, and G Swiss is like he's out of New York City. He's a great guy, man. This dude right here is something else. He's phenomenal. This brother right here is he's a white guy. Just let you guys know. I'm gonna let you hear a song from him. That's gonna be the next song I'm gonna play. It's with G Swiss, cause this is my dude, man. This is my rat or dad dude. He's a great person, man. He always thinks about me. He's hooked me up with a lot of interviews from a lot of important people. He rolls with the Dipset. He rolls with Mobb Deep. He rolls with the big boys. This guy's doing a lot of good stuff. He's done a tour. He's doing this tour that Lisa Gent was just telling you guys about. But he's done tours before, and now he just got involved with a videographer. So he just bought himself like a $10,000 camera, and now he's doing music videos, and he's doing a good job on that. I just want to say that. If you listen to NG Swiss, you always be my guy, man. I'm telling you, man. I appreciate everything you've done. I appreciate what you do right now. And I'm going to play a song for him called Come Right Back. This is a song I've been promoting for a while. This is my man, G Swiss. He's a white boy.
G Swiss, Soca Central, New York. Da Vinci, where you at? Yo, shorty. I'm coming right back. When I leave, you know I'm coming right back. Do what you do, you know how I like that. When I leave, it's never forever. Before it's all said and done, you better get it together. So when I come back, I hope things get better. Just think back on the times that we treasure. Making love in a tub, all pleasure. The love that I got for you, they couldn't measure. Even if I leave, don't mean that I'm leaving. If I don't make it home, don't mean that I'm cheating. Out on the road doing shows for the weekend. No reason to act like that. So when I leave, I'll be right back. Forget about the lies and rumors. Just to see you wish it could be sooner. Me plus you just equals a little junior.
I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. Said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back to you.
When I make it home, you know it's all love, girl. So you know it ain't no reason to bug, girl. Stop tripping. Stop flipping. Whenever we together, my heart starts skipping. Whenever I'm gone, you the one that I'm missing. I got you on my mind all of the time. You know the haters gon' hate and the lies gon' lie. Think about it. They don't wanna see you by my side. Never meant to hurt you. Don't wanna see you cry. Last thing I wanna see is some tears in your eyes. I'll be right back. I know you hear it all the time. If I ain't with you, then I'm out on the grind. Told you. It ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right back. Told you, it ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right
then
back.
I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back. No matter where I go, you'll always be on my mind. G Swift said it best, I'm just on my grind. You know I'll be there for you when you're down and don't know what to do. Just go ahead and take my hand, I'll pull you up and help you stand. It don't matter what them haters say, just remember that I'm here to stay. Ain't no one tear me away from you. Don't care what they try to do. They're just jealous of what we got. So we'll look at this and laugh. Cause just like I told you, I came
right. I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back. I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter
back to you. Coming back to you.
G Swiss right there, y'all. G Swiss. That's my guy. That's my dude, man. That's the guy right there. Hey, that brother right there, he's about to be signed to I don't know if he's about to be signed. Well, he told me anyway. He's talking business with DipSec, so they're looking at him. And he also deals with Mobb Deep, so this guy right here, he knows a lot of important people.
Well, I like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a nice song.
Yeah, it is nice. He got a lot of nice songs. He's one of the positive rappers. He raps positive about positive stuff. You see, there was no swearing in his music. I like music like that. When you don't have any swearing in it, that's what I thrive on, man. I vibe on that because this brother right here, he says he'll be right back, and I believe him, man. And he's talking about the what kind of lifestyle he's in. If just because you're gone, I mean, you're cheating, and you will be right back when you're done because he's out there grinding for his kids, man. He has kids, and he's grinding for them. He's making that money for his kids, and I like what he does because this dude, he's a very positive brother. I do call him a brother.
Yeah, okay.
I got to get him to get with you, too, Cat. Huh?
Yeah, okay. Send him to me, man. Yeah. I'm wide open for anybody you got.
Yeah, I'm gonna send him your way too, man. Hey, man, I got an arsenal up my sleeves, man. I'm just telling you that right now. I just haven't sent everybody to you because I don't want to bum rush you, man. I know I've sent a lot of people to you, man, but, you know, I don't want to bum rush you, brother. But, hey, if you want me to, give me the okay. Give me the green light, and I'll let it loose.
You know you got it.
I got it. Okay, that's cool. I'll start sending more people to you.
Okay. We can talk business negotiations later. Now. All right. So, are we going to miss out on Rick tonight?
Yeah, I called him up and his phone was busy. That's the person I've been trying to call him all night, man, but his phone has been busy. You want me to try him again?
No, that's okay. That's okay. We don't want to call anybody.
Okay.
If you're listening, Rick Ross, we want you to call in the last few minutes of the show. So, DJ Black Caesar, what lies in the future for you? And not just career-wise, I mean, when you talk about your personal goals that you set, not only for your career, but in your personal life, you know, have you mapped that out? Do you have a timeline?
Well,
because
I can tell you right now.
I'm getting you married in 2012.
Mm. Okay, that's cool, man. That's cool. I'm looking to get married in 2012, so that's cool. Well, I can tell you right now, my kids are my main concern. I'm concerned about my kids graduating from college, even though they're not even ready for college yet. Not my other two. My son is going to he's going to be a junior this year, and my little daughter, she's going to be like in fourth grade this year. So you know, that's my main concern right now, is to get my kids in good schools, to get them to graduate from school, to get graduate from the grades they're in, and go on to the next one. I pray for my children every night, every day, man. That's what I do. That's like a job by itself. But I pray for my kids to have good things. I want them to have good things. I want to be able to provide them with good things. I want them to have a good life. I don't want them to live the life that I lived. I don't want them to live foul and, you know, not knowing what's coming next. Because basically, when I was coming up, I mean, I could have came up as a good kid. I had great parents. But I didn't listen to my parents, you know, because they knew everything. And how could they know everything when I knew everything, you know? It don't take three people to know everything. So basically I had it all figured out coming up as a kid. I was like, okay, my mom's telling – like right now, I just bought a motorcycle Sunday, and I can't even ride the bike because they're telling me, dude, you can't ride that bike, man. You don't need to ride that bike. My mom has went so far as telling me, she's like, dude, I seen your death on that bike right there like the last week. I seen your death on that bike. So they got me so intimidated that I'm not going to ride the bike. I'm going to actually sell the bike just to get them to stop talking to me about the bike because it's been unreal. And I've actually had eight bikes. This is like the seven or eight bike that I'm owned. And I've had a couple accidents, but there was nothing life-threatening. And when you ride a motorcycle, I know you're going to have accidents. But if it's not life-threatening, Dude, I'm too old to show out. I don't pop willies no more. I don't do anything wrong. All I want to do is cruise. But getting off the subject again, basically, my parents, they basically, I live right next door to them. I live in a building right that's connected right beside them. If you walk out of their house, like maybe 200 yards, you can be at my house. And really, it's not my house because they own this place also. I just rent from them. And renting from your parents, man, is the worst thing you can do, man. It could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing because I get to eat free whenever I want to eat, but I buy my own groceries. But if I wanted to eat free, then I don't have to buy any groceries. That's the good thing about it. But the bad thing about it is basically they run your life. I mean, they tell you that you can do this, you can do that, you can't do this, don't bring everybody over there. So it's like you're still living at home, man. But all I'm really concerned about is my kids. Like I said in the beginning, if my kids can get what they want and live better life than me, that's all I'm really concerned with right now. And also, I want them to live a godly life because that's the way I live right now, and that's the way I would like to see them live. And my son is going to be a preacher, so he's already on the right track. So he's a football player, and I'm like, dude, what are you going to be, a football player or a preacher? And he's like, probably both. So, you know, that's a good. He has a good head on his shoulders. And my daughter, she's going to be a fashion designer. She's going to go to school in New York. She's going to college in New York to be a fashion designer. So everybody's on the right track right now, man. So everything is looking good. My little daughter, she's going to be with me in just a little while. Like after this tour, I'm going to get her, and then everything will be pretty much the books will be written. So if what you're talking about is basically what I'm talking about. So yeah, I have looked into the future and I have seen the future. I'm a very blessed guy, man. I'm blessed. I'm not just blessed. I have a lot of luck. Like when it comes to money, I'm pretty good with that. But when it comes to getting money to do what you need to do, then yeah, I still slip pretty short. But I'm getting there right now because I'm getting. I know Top Cat, man. I'm gonna be rich one day.
There you go, man.
I know he's Top Cat, so I know everything's gonna be good. Everything's gonna work out.
Okay, so now, well, wait a minute, because now I know when I first asked you about children, you told me two daughters, so now we have a son?
Oh, I didn't tell you I had a son. I'm sorry. I got two daughters and a son. Yeah, my son's name is Brandon Lee Jackson. My daughter's name is China Shale Jackson. And my other daughter, her name is Imani Lewis. And they're all great kids. They're all beautiful kids. They're growing up to be professionals at whatever they want to do, be professional at, and I love them to death. They're like my number one. They're like my number two and number three and number four joys because God is my number one.
All right. Okay. Wow. Okay. So now you sure that's all you have? That's just them three?
I'm sure. I'm positive, Sister Gidget. I'm positive. I'm sure I'll put my life on it.
Okay. So now, you know, I've listened to you, and I've listened to you talk about, you know, like you don't want them to live the life that you used to live and things of that nature. But before we get into that, I want to go over to Top Cat, who has stayed with us through the duration. He's a man who makes his word bond.
I appreciate that, too, because I know he has to go to work tomorrow, and I really appreciate that, Top Cat, because I know you got to go to work. I get up early, and I appreciate you doing that, man.
Yeah, through all our glitches and our you know, our drop calls and all of that, thank you, Top Cat, for staying with us. But I want to give him a minute to kind of introduce himself to us and let us know what you do, Top Cat.
Okay. Yeah. Pull up the actual little my info, and I'm just gonna read it to you. Yeah, my mother named me. My mother named me Everett Charles Webb. I was named after my father's brother. Evidently, that there used to be a lot of that in Louisiana. My father's brother had died at an early age, so they named me Everett. When I grew up, I named my son after my brother. Hopefully, we'll continue this. But a few years back, I'm a poet. I'm a playwright. I write fiction. I
write social conscious essays, and I just love to write. I always have. A few years back when I moved to Louisiana, I discovered that there was all this wealth of talent and young, eager, hungry minds that weren't being supported, that people were throwing all of these kids into one basket, and the basket was a negative one. And I discovered that they didn't know that these kids were learning tools and gathering resources that weren't available to them at school and in many of the homes. So I decided I wanted to support them because, like Caesar, and we definitely don't have time for my life story, but like Caesar, you know, I knew what it was like coming up to have a dream and have no help. You know, I came from a broken family. You know, I mean, when my mother raised me, to make a long story short, and she just didn't have the money. I had big dollar dreams, you know. I mean, it costed money for telescopes and microscopes, and I wanted to be a scientist. So as I became an older man and I saw these kids, that was my goal, was to encourage them to dream big, and be willing to work hard to go out and pursue that dream. And where Top Cat Live came about. Top Cat Live is an exclusive network of professional artists, industry businesses and services, and promoters. We're a clearinghouse for networking and contact info. We promote and expose artists in our national membership base. Occasionally, we do produce events, and frequently, we partner with other promoters to sponsor events. Of course, our membership has access to all our data and contacts. We are fee-based, but we do have authorized people out there in the field all over the country, people like Black Caesar. There's never a fee for anyone he sends to me because they come with a good reference, and we do a lot of that. So we try to be there for those who need it. We try to raise the bar for those who are already on their way. And, you know, we just applaud the whole movement. I mean, just the good, the not so good, and everything else. We applaud the whole movement because whether we realize it or not, rap is, rap and hip-hop and music is an expression that belongs to us as a people. Okay, and when history looks back on us, it's going to remember us by how we expressed ourselves, by our culture. So we're a big supporter of this culture, and I hope I can do so as long as I draw breath. And that is, in a nutshell, this Top Cat.
Top Cat, my man. That's what I'm talking about, man.
I know we're speaking with you, Top Cat, that you are you have a eagerness and a willingness to really help people. And I'm looking forward to a partnership with you as well as Black Caesar to kind of take our group Nation Building to the next level, because we really have to reach our people, and we have a lot of work to do in our communities, and information technology is the way, and I'm just looking forward to a bright future with both of you gentlemen, and we're gonna do some real powerful things. So Caesar?
Yes, ma'am.
You want to tell us about another artist? Because I know that you're not just...
I'm going to tell you about myself, man. I'm going to tell you about myself. I've been playing everybody else's songs, and you asked me was I a rapper, and I told you, no, I wasn't. But what I do is I do like dance songs. So I wrote a song myself, like the Cha-Cha, and like the Electric Slide. It's like that. Listen to it and tell me what you think. This is a song right here that I wrote. It's called Red Light Stop by DJ Black Caesar, Los, and Murder. And check the song out and tell me what you think. Do you think this is a club song right here? Check it out.
Quit playing, you make that beat test.
Yeah. How you drop that for that tail, man? Yeah. Hey. Yeah, yeah. The how you drop,
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 you drop slow, you drop fast, you drop slow, you drop fast, the how you drop,
the how you drop,
how you drop,
the how you drop,
the how you drop, how you drop,
the how you drop,
the how you drop,
the how you drop,
you drop slow, you drop fast, you drop slow, you drop fast. Red light, green light, yellow light, stop. Red light, green light, yellow light, stop. Red light, green light, yellow light, stop. Red light, green light, yellow light, stop.
That's right, everybody, Black Studio Records. We got a brand new dance. It's not the latest ride on the cha-cha. But I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, hit the floor, I'm going to show you how it goes.
Swerve it to the right. Swerve it to the left. Swerve it to the right. Swerve it to the left. Bag it up, 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 bag it up. You guys are doing it. Let's work it to the right, let's work it to the left, and we're gonna go forward, alright? Y'all ready to go forward? Come on then. Let the door. Okay. Drive it to the front. Drive it to the front. Drive it to the front. Drive it to the front.
The how you drop,
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 you drop slow, you drop fast, you drop slow, you drop fast, the how you drop,
the how you drop,
how you drop,
the 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 how you drop,
you drop slow, you drop fast, you drop slow, you drop fast. Red light, green light, yellow light, stop. Red light, green light, yellow light, stop. Red light, green light, yellow light, stop. Red light, green light, yellow light, stop.
Now I'm going to teach y'all a little something about the yellow light. Y'all don't know nothing about the yellow light because I ain't never taught you before. Girl, I see you. Now, basically, the yellow light, it means conscious, but I'm going to show you how it means drive real slow. Now, y'all get ready. Come a little bit closer. Come on now. Get closer to me, and I'm going to teach you how it goes. Y'all ready? Come up real slow. Go back real slow. Come on up real slow. Go back real slow.
I'm gonna make you marry your girlfriend this year.
Oh, please.
Ooh. Yeah.
So besides your wedding in November, what else you got going on?
I'm going to get me getting my affairs in order. Sound like. I'm just kidding. I'm very much in love. And if there was anybody that deserved being married to, that I deserve to be married to, it would be her. It is her.
Okay.
But I gotta keep her on her toes, you know. So I just haven't committed to anything yet.
Hey, Gidget, I can tell you this, Gidget. They look like the perfect couple too, man. Look at their Facebook. Go to his Facebook. You can check it out on Facebook. They always stay out, man. They always stay at some club or something in the street. They're always doing something positive, you know. Those guys do a lot together, man. I treasure that, and I respect you for that, brother, because you do be on it. You too be on it. I check you guys. Hey, I've been to your website.
I won't go anywhere that she's not welcome at. I mean, that's just been me forever, you know. She is the extension of me. And likewise, I am the extension of us. You know, it's great to have someone that you know is supporting with you.
And both of y'all to the altar in November.
In November, okay. I just want to make sure you don't get up on them.
You're right about that, man.
We got some other people on the phone.
They ain't saying nothing. What's up, Sister Gidget? We got, like, some other people on the phone, and they ain't saying nothing. What's up?
That's always the case. You know, sometimes they're listening, they're observing. You know, we wanted this show to be fun. We wanted them to get to know you. And so that's probably what they're doing. See, so they're probably being a person of you and getting to know you because, you know, we got some shy people in Nation Building. I don't know why, but they are. But, you know, okay.
Yeah.
If they're listening, hopefully we're giving them something that they want to hear. And I appreciate our listening audience. So thank you, whoever's out there listening at this late hour.
Hey, can I say something? Can I say something?
Your show, dear, yes.
I would like to end this show with one more song, if you don't mind. It's only 3 minutes and 23 seconds. We got 7 minutes to go. So this song right here is called I Know. This is another song that I put together myself. So check it out. I'm doing the hook also. So check it out. And we got Grim Caesar on this, Coke, and Little Jimmy. Little Jimmy is one of the producers I used to have, you know, that used to be with us. And check it out. You might like it.
I'm a beast, I'm a bully, I'm a boss.
I know.
I'm grim, I'll whack a nigga off.
I know.
You a phony, you a bitch, you a lame.
I know.
Get advice for you niggas over there.
I know.
I'm a beast, I'm a bully, I'm a boss.
I know.
I'm grim, I'll whack a nigga off.
I know.
You a phony, you a bitch, you a lame.
I know.
Get advice for you niggas over there.
I know.
They don't look at me the same because
nah.
I spit different. Horrific.
Yeah.
Like I
miss
it.
Miss it.
Praise to the most gifted, uplifted.
Yeah.
The game twisted.
Twisted.
It needs fixing. See through fiction. Opposed mind. Black line from the biscuit. Old school burner on the shelf, still kicking.
Kickin'.
I'm still mixing.
Yeah.
Still stepping up in the kitchen. Pot boiling. Early morning. I'm still yawning. Still sleepy. The streets need me. Life easy. So I live it till I'm bleeding.
Bleeding.
Fuck out my face. Disappear. Who's seen me?
Bye.
A nigga face off, they can't ID him. Can't see him, I'll be green him. Death angel, nine bang you from a cute angle.
Hold
up your physical, nightly ritual. Half spiritual, half monster. Grim and coke just like Contra.
I'm a beast, I'm a bully, I'm a boss.
I'm grim, I'll whack a nigga off.
I know.
You a phony, you a bitch, you a lame.
I know.
Get advice for you niggas over there.
I know.
I'm a beast,
I'm a bully, I'm a boss. I'm grim, I'll whack a nigga off. You a phony, you a bitch, you a lame. Cat advice for you niggas over there. Your boy's cold like a glacier. Daily journal way I get the paper. Move major, laser tag or the razor. My favor, shoot first, question later. Fly hater, wrong data. Play him like Sega. My dog swing like Omega. Stomp a sprayer, now or later. I'm God's favorite, my soul sacred. Pure malice, grip sight, hands callous. You lose balance, you know challenge. My gun silence, no competition. You still bitching, no ambition. My ammunition, leave you missing. Now vision, me losing, not in the picture. I write scripture, lost pages. Been doing this for ages, belong in cages. Rock stages, the bitches love me. Hug me, they wanna fuck me. They wanna suck me, some say I'm lucky. Some say I'm ugly, the world curse me. I'm a beast, I'm a bully, I'm a boss. I'm grim, I'll whack a nigga off. You a phony, you a bitch, you a lame. Got advice for you niggas over there. I'm a beast, I'm a bully, I'm a boss. I'm grim, I'll whack a nigga off. You a phony, you a bitch, you a lame. Got advice for you niggas over there.
I know by Grim Caesar Coke and Little Jimmy. No, Little Jimmy wasn't on that. That was my bad. Little Jimmy wasn't on that. Those are my brothers right there. That's Grim Caesar and Coke. Coke is the oldest one. Grim Caesar's the baby. And see, that's what I mean. They like to curse. They like to do all that. But, you know, I'm not in that anymore. But we got these songs made. We got to sell them. So we got to get rid of them. So that's basically what I've been doing. I've been pushing them online. I've been selling them online. So I just do what I got to do, man. I mean, the songs are made now, so they're not going to change.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, okay. We got about 2 minutes now, Sister Gidget, so do you want to end the show or your way or what?
Yeah, but I want to end the show with you telling us the tour date. When does the tour begin? And I also want to give out the information on how people can reach you as well as Top Cat. For if you want a website, you need to call Top Cat up. You want to get your music promoted or your video or whatever you're trying to do, you need to be able to reach Black Caesar. So, Caesar, come on, give us that information.
Yeah. Like if you want to reach me or Top Cat, the best way to do it is I can tell you right now. Go to my website and it's www.caesarradio.com. That's the easiest way. Or you can go to topcatlive.com. You can go there and check us out. The Frontliners tour, I can tell you right now, that tour is going to start on the 16th. And the 17th is going to start in Atlanta, Georgia. We got Sweetport, Louisiana, June 22nd and 23rd. Houston, Texas at the Sugar Hill, the 29th. Fort Worth, Texas, June 30th. Hollywood, California, July the 6th and 7th. Phoenix, Arizona at the Godfather, Saturday the 13th and 14th, Las Vegas, Nevada on the 20th and the 21st, New York City on the 27th and 28th, Philadelphia on August 10th and 11th, and Cleveland, Ohio, August 17th and August 18th. The reason I'm talking so fast is because the show is about to end. You can get in touch with me at 662-995-0679. Again, at 662-995-0679. And ask for me, DJ Black Caesar, and I'll get you in touch with my man Top Cat. That's how we do it. I guess that's it. And the show's probably going to end right now.
All right, then, see? Get you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be sure to invite me next time. I enjoyed myself.
Yes, sir.
Look forward to hearing from both of y'all.
Hey, Top Cat, we got about 18 seconds left. Hey, man, thanks for showing up. I appreciate you being so professional. Hey, man, it was a great show, man. Thank you, Sister Gidget. It was always great, man. It's always great to be on the phone with you. The show was a success. We got shut down that we didn't know what we were doing in the beginning. I think we had some technical difficulties.
So, you know, we got that situated. At least Sister Gidget got that situated. So we're good now. The show is over, so nothing's being recorded now. So thank you, Sister Gidget. Thank you, Top Cat. I appreciate you guys. I love both of you. So thanks a lot, and I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Top Cat, for your time. And
Hey, you there?
And I'm gonna get her.
Okay.
Hey, Gidget, your phone is cutting off.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you now.
I said I appreciate you spending your time with us, Top Cat. I want you to thank your girlfriend as well, and for her sharing you with us tonight. I'm getting her married in November.
All right, I gotta tell her that.
One of you Captain Seas, I'm getting you married right along with him. It's going to be a double ceremony.
Maybe we can have a double wedding.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, all right, you guys, I got to get out of here.
Okay, man.
All
right. Talk to you later.
Right. Right.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Peace.
Bye-bye.